Welcome to Media Meeting. I'm Dawn Morgan, our guests, the captains of the Salvation Army for Hobbs and for Lee County, actually, for all of Lee County. I've got Les and Sue Spousta, and welcome in. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much
for and
letting
we,
us be here.
You're welcome. This is, of course, a special Sunday as we head into our big annual food drive, which is coming up Thursday, starting at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and then all day Friday and Saturday. It'll be 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday at Thriftway in the Broadmoor Shopping Center on North Turner and Hobbs. So that's the big thrust and the big message of this show will be about our upcoming food drive, because our goal is 30,000 pounds for needy folks and to stock the pantries. And we're going to talk with Les and Sue about the need and feeding the need. And we will talk about that as well as some other projects and things that the Salvation Army is. Of course, always this time of year, it's Red Kettle Campaign, bell ringing, and we'll talk about that, as well as the coat drive for kids, the Coats for Kids program, and that with help from United Way. And also we will talk about some Lions Club partnership too, and Eyesight Needs and other things, other programs, and the Angel Tree. So a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. Let's jump right in and talk about Stuff a Truck 2013. I don't know how many, and I don't know. I have to ask our general manager, Harry Harlan, about how many years that we have done this now. But it is the single largest food raising, campaign that happens all year in Lee County. So, and it can't happen without your help. But we want to find out why we need that 30,000 pounds of food. And let's talk about the food bank. And either Sue or Les, whoever wants to address the need right now that you're seeing and throughout this past year. First of all, let's talk about last year's Stuff a Truck. How many months of food did that provide for? Because we had about 26,000, somewhere around there, 27,000 pounds of food from last year. How did that go, Sue?
Well, that went very well. Usually when we do the Stuff a Truck, now this is our third year.
Okay, for you guys to be involved, right?
Yeah, for us guys to be involved, that's correct. And the last couple of years we've seen it carry us through till the postal drive.
Okay.
And what happened is the postal drive didn't do so well this year.
Okay, is it May or June, something like that? Okay, in May, okay, right.
And so as a result of that, so your food goes from December to about May.
Wow.
So that really carries us through, which is an awesome thing. And then, we hope for the postal drive to be a little bit better, but we'll have to work on that. But the need out there is getting greater and greater. Now, why? I'm not absolutely sure, but I can imagine it's because of jobs and, other things that are happening. Or
our population has been going up. People coming in the area from outside. When you say you feed people, these go out. This is a once-a-month food box. Is that right?
That's correct. It's an emergency food box, and usually it only lasts you about 2 or 3 days, depending on how big your family is. But one box is it's a cubic foot, and it'll have canned fruit, canned vegetables, canned meats, and then whatever produce and bread and sweets that we get from Walmart. They've been fabulous.
Okay.
And and we put it out there. We have eggs, sometimes we have potatoes, sometimes we have all kinds of lettuces.
Right.
So it really goes out to be about somewhere between 50 and 75 pounds a box, depending on what they get.
Because the box is overflowing into bags.
That's very true.
Which is great. And then the boxes are people are really happy about that. But one box will take 1 to 3 people.
Great.
And then two boxes are 4 to 6, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So every couple of people get another box.
Now, this is not intended to feed people forever. This, as you said, is an emergency.
Yeah.
And so do you see the same people, the same families, month after month after month after month? How does this work?
Yeah. What we do is they fill in an application. It's kind of the poverty guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Income
and
guidelines.
They self-report how many are in their family and how much they make. And if they meet the poverty guidelines, then they get a card, and we stamp it for every month that they come in. And so they're not double dipping or anything like that.
Right.
And so once a month they'll come in, and then in July, we redo the process all over again. They have to reevaluate what they're doing and so on and so forth.
So they have to be below the poverty line according to the income guidelines, you know, set forth by the government. And there is no place on that. You guys don't investigate or have to find out or know why somebody needs something. And so if it, just the fact that somebody shows up and says, I need food. I need to feed myself or my spouse or my family. And if they meet the income guidelines, they get food. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. All right. And you do see people just on a one time. A lot of times people just come in the one time because they need the help, maybe going from job, you know, one job to another, and you know, the it may take a while, you know, a month or so to generate that first paycheck. You've got people who are filling in the gaps or the holes for some reason that you might just see them once or twice, right?
And that's true. And you know, we're not the only place that offers the food, you know.
Right.
I know that Manna does, I know Isaiah's does, and I know that our churches, they take a little cluster of people and they do what they can, you know, what they can afford, and so it gets spread out. But we're kind of the main thing out there right
you
now.
And the food bank actually serves all of Lee County, right? The food bank. And you do provide food to the other agencies, including Salvation Army and Manna Outreach. They can come to you and also get a certain amount of food. Is that right?
We give them portions of what we're getting from, like, Walmart and the stuff for truck and the postal drives.
Right.
Usually the post office folks, and of course the stuff truck. So we are not a food bank.
Okay.
We are a food pantry according to the New Mexico Roadrunner Food Bank system, because we give to individuals and clients.
All right.
So we no longer sell what we have to pass on, what we get and what we've paid for to agencies.
Okay.
But we do help those agencies that directly serve clients that are around us.
Great.
So we have to be careful of what we're doing because of standards and regulations and compliance with rules. Otherwise, we can't be here helping.
Right.
Significantly, though, this year in October, there's over 100 new families signing up for food. And that generally doesn't happen that many people in a particular giving month with new family members, new people are showing up for assistance.
Okay.
Our need to help with seniors and children also seems to be going up.
Okay.
And we have served now everybody, someone from every city in the county.
Okay.
Tatum at times is to our far north. My New England accent is coming out, I'm sorry. And sometimes we're told that they may get help from Roswell versus coming to Oz, but we're willing to serve people.
Right.
And significantly, we had, I think it was October, November, we have had families from Tatum come from assistance.
Great. Excellent. Now, how many boxes are you giving out per month?
It's from July to now, it's been somewhere between 420, 480, and then it jumped up in October to 520 boxes.
Wow. Okay. So you know that December is going to be crazy, and that's a good point. Now, what's your deadline for people to sign up for Christmas boxes?
Okay, they've already done.
They've already done the Christmas box.
We did it back in October. We always take our applications on October because we have to order the turkeys or the hams or whatever.
Right.
And we have to make sure and watch the sales to get the right kind of flour and sugar and all of the stuff that most people would use at Christmas.
Right.
And so we're very careful. We have to be careful with our money because it's not our money.
Right.
It comes from the community. And so we're trying to be good stewards of what everybody has given us. And so that's really a big important thing.
Right.
And we like to keep the money here in town. So we do shop at
Lee County.
Shopping and stuff like that.
Right.
So we try to keep the money in Hobbs so Hobbs stays healthy.
Great. All right. Well, thank you. And
we'll still serve regular food boxes in December.
In December, regular food. Yeah. And the distribution for those?
The normal distribution, which is on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m. at our food services building.
Okay.
At 520 East Main Street in Hobbs.
Great. And you have, with Stuff a Truck, that some of this, will Stuff a Truck help with your December boxes? Or
actually, they will.
They will,
We'll get it just in time
for December boxes.
Put some of the extra staples, and whatever.
Okay.
It'll be really good.
Great. Excellent. And then, of course, hopefully provide, you know, again through May, if we get enough, you know, but with boxes, if the need continues to be you know, 500 and more per month, then that's going to mean we need to make more. We need to, you know, gather more food for Stuff-A-Truck. So we invite you as a listener, please mark your calendar, mark the dates for this Thursday afternoon and then all day Friday and Saturday at Thriftway and Hobbs, our food drive. Please come and give either money or food. And the kinds of food that you'll be looking for, again, are...
Okay. Canned vegetables, canned fruits, canned meats, rice and beans, peanut butter.
Okay.
And jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter is the best staple in the world when
Great.
You have a cracker or
yeah.
a piece of bread.
Sure. Protein.
And then we do look at flour and sugar for the holidays and brown sugar and... dried milk. Trying to think of what else goes in those boxes. And we can also use volunteers to help make those boxes. We determine that between November, because November and December we give out regular food boxes on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
But then we have one day in that month that's the special distribution, which happens to be today for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So
last Tuesday as you're listening to this.
Exactly.
Right. It'll be like about 1,600 food boxes that we needed to take and pack and make and all of that. So that's a lot of food boxes.
It is. So if you if you'd like to volunteer, what do you do?
You give me a call, or you can give Senya and Rick a call down there at the food pantry.
The food pantry telephone number is 575-393-9580.
9580. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's located, it's at 520 East Main.
That's correct.
520 East Main Street. So go by or call, and definitely you'll feel good helping to do something for these folks, because you guys have to work on volunteer, help as much as possible. Otherwise, when you pay people, that money comes out of the money that can go help people in the area. So, we need volunteers as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Volunteer. So if you're looking for a great community project, especially during the holidays, people think, what can I do to help somebody and help? And you can certainly do that. And it would be much appreciated. And that's something any age, can do, men, women, any age, you can do that. And
teenagers do really great. They work fast.
Oh, excellent. All right. So if you've got a youth group at the church or, some kind of a student organization, or, you're looking for a service project for December, for the year, then this is a good one. So definitely get in on that. And of course, come and donate at Stuff-A-Truck and help feed the need for months to come. That's what's really nice is that it stocks the pantry and helps. And you said Walmart is nice as being a good partner with providing the perishable food, perishable foods to go with
fabulous.
The non-perishable.
Yeah. We go on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the truck, and they get lettuce and other vegetables
produce.
And stuff like that. And
sometimes
we get the bonus of beautiful flowers in the springtime.
That's wonderful.
Really awesome too.
Yeah.
Mrs. Baird's Bread Store is also a new partner last year for helping with bread products.
Okay.
And RMS Food frequently will call us to help pick other things up as well.
Wonderful. Sam Cobb over there with RMS Foods. Well, this is all well and good, and I think we've covered the Stuff-A-Truck, and we'll just remind you about that at the end of the program. And we only have about 10 minutes or so left to cover the other things that are going on with the Salvation Army and how you can get involved, how you can donate and help others, or how you can apply to get help from Salvation Army. It cuts both ways. It works both ways. So, Lesson Sue Spousta, the captains for Salvation Army of Lee County, our guests. If you just joined us, this is Media Meeting. I'm Dawn Morgan, and let's talk about maybe some of the other things going on and hit those quickly. What would you like to talk about next, Les?
Starting last Friday, will be the Friday the... 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of November.
Earlier
this month,
we started
doing our annual Christmas kettles, the Bell Ringer program, the red kettles. Without those, you wouldn't think it was Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Walgreens and Kmart.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby is where we have been so far.
Great.
We will have started, when you're hearing this, we will have started kettling at Walmart on the 29th of November.
Yeah.
We will be kettling through Christmas Eve on the 24th of December.
Great.
We will stop somewhere in the evening by 5 o'clock. We will not go through whatever time the stores may end up being opened really late.
Okay.
Because our counters and our folks need to have some family time there at the end.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people don't have a day off between Thanksgiving and Christmas otherwise.
Okay.
We still are looking for volunteers. We have some volunteer groups that are becoming out.
Okay.
Some of the service clubs, some of the school groups.
Okay.
The schools also help between the week of the 2nd and the week of the 9th of December.
Great.
Will be help out assisting us. There are folks from the university and New Mexico Junior College.
Great.
That will be helping.
We have Head Start folks helping us, and we have United Methodist Church helping us.
Okay. So thank you to the folks who have already signed up. The need is for more volunteers to stand. Do you do this at 2 hours at a time when you take a shift to be a bell ringer, usually?
If you're a group and you'd like to take a day at a particular store or a door at a store, then usually the coordinator there will have people coming in and out and will be sharing the time.
Great.
I do have some individuals who have done 1 or 2 hours at the beginning or ending of my days.
Okay.
Then I will. Yeah. When we don't have enough volunteer kettlers or bell ringers to go around, I do have other people that are willing to do it multiple hours a day.
Okay.
Six, and 5, 8, 10 hours a day.
Great.
6 days a week. That we help with their ability to help do things for their family by paying them a small amount of money to help with kettles.
All right. So if somebody wants to volunteer, again, what do they do? Who do they call and how do they find you?
They'll call me. They can talk to our staff at our thrift store at 314 East Main Street or Jan Pointer, our thrift store manager.
Great.
Our person, our historian, our Salvation Army person here in Hobbs that have been with us 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Your main number?
She will take information. The main number to call is my Salvation Army cell phone.
Okay.
928-812-1217 is my personal Salvation Army cell phone number that you can reach me at.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you do want to discuss something with a live person, the thrift store personnel are there 6 days a week from 10 to 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
And Sue and I do not sit in the office waiting for someone to show up to talk to.
You guys
so we're out and about all the time.
Yeah, exactly. 928-812-2127?
No, 1217.
1217. Okay. All right. So keep those in mind or just contact, look in the book for the thrift store or any of the Salvation Army members, and eventually you'll get to someone who can help you, and they're wonderful. Talk numbers for me. Is there a goal, a local goal, for how much money you'd like to raise from the Red Kettle campaign?
I would love to go up into the 40,000s.
And what happens to that money?
That money is shared, and it goes as banked in Hobbs, and is here to help people
operating
be
expenses?
Served here. The people are served. Their needs are served with that money.
Okay.
It keeps us grounded here in Hobbs and ensures that we won't be having to leave Lee County in the future.
Okay.
Generally, somewhere between 81 and 87 cents and a dollar goes to serving and doing serving programs.
For local, and it stays locally. And about, that's just goes into a fund for all year. I mean, that's just that money to help you operate and to help serve those in need.
Right.
So that's important. Is that your single biggest fundraiser or the single biggest way that you get money for Salvation Army is with that?
In Hobbs, like many smaller corps around New Mexico, we have the thrift store that is open throughout the year. So that's a long term, and it is raising funds. People think, well, people give us donations.
Right.
So why can't we just hand everything out in the store for free?
Right.
Well, we can't, because that money that goes in the store is paying the utilities, is paying for the staff we have on campus serving people.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Red Kettle program is the largest in the nation, pretty much for a fundraiser.
Okay.
Otherwise, there are mail pail envelopes that many of you in town do get, and many of you are sending larger checks this time of the year. In this year of where we are at in this nation financially, we're already seeing an influx of given come through the mail appeal, and we very much appreciate that.
Great. Okay. Yeah, I've seen some of those in the newspapers, and you know, those envelopes and flyers to give money. So it's good that people are responding in that way. We hope that you still will come out and support our Stuff a Truck coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and give and give extra, even if you've given in some other ways. And certainly keep your change handy and throw into those red kettles, even folding money if you can. And that's a great thing to do. And very quickly, we need to touch on a couple of other things going on. And one, of course, Coats for Kids. And
yes, yeah. That's with United Way 211 and
right?
Kim Wheeler. And you go to Kim's office at
320 North Ship Suite B, United Way
yes.
office.
Mm-hmm. And fill out an application, talk with her. And then it's new coats, not used coats.
New coats.
You can drop them off down there at Kim's office or at the food pantry.
Okay.
We're collecting for them as well. But
excellent.
At 520 East Main Street.
Either right. or.
Okay.
And then I guess distribution for that is on the 14th of December,
right.
I believe, so at the Fletcher Center.
At the Fletcher Center, yeah. Coats can be, new coats can be donated through December 13th, and then the 14th is distribution. And again, income guidelines apply for that. And that's a great event. So please, if you'd like to help out, our snap of cold weather recently certainly has pointed out the need for warm clothing, especially for kids. So help out with that if you can. The angel trees are up, or will be going up.
Actually,
is that right?
There's one at Schlossky's.
Right.
Abbott is so excited. He said, "I want to do something good for this community."
Good.
He says, "So can I have a tree?" And I went, "Yes, you can have a tree." So there's lots of tags on there, and the we're hoping that we'll have tags also at Walmart. We're still working on that. So
great.
I'm still writing feverishly. We've got about.
But those will be there before you hear this show
right.
when
yeah,
it airs.
True. Okay. All right. So those are up. And that's another way that you can give. Certainly go to Schlotsky's and ask about that tree as well. And anywhere you see the angel trees, and you can do that. And then we have something, a partnership. You have a partnership with the Lions Club. Is that right, Wes?
Yeah.
Les?
Yes, we do have a partnership. I'm the secretary of the Downtown Lions Club here in Hobbs.
Great.
We are having an annual auction fundraiser on the 4th of December.
Great.
On Wednesday at noon. If you go right and you go to the back of the back right side of the Rancher's Steakhouse
right.
on
North Turner Grimes,
yeah.
that right in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kmart
Shopping Center, the Kmart Shopping Center.
You'll be able to participate in that. Public are welcome to be there for that.
Okay.
I should mention one other thing, the counter kettles.
Okay.
If you have a business where you have frequent customers coming and going, but you don't have a way of having a person stand with a bell and a kettle at your doors,
right.
we do have some counter kettles we can bring to your business so that those frequent persons coming through there can have one more way of depositing.
Right.
A donation.
Okay, super. So if you'd like, you know, if you have questions about any of this and you want to find out more, you can contact the Salvation Army at their numbers listed in the book, or give Les a call at 928-812-1217. You can certainly come out and be a part. Sue, I know we'll see you on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I know you'll be red kettling, I'm sure, Les,
yeah.
as you always are. You're going to be taking care of that end, and that's a very busy thing.
Yeah.
And Sue, we'll see out at Thriftway on starting on Thursday.
I'm excited.
Excellent.
Yay.
We're always excited about Stuff a Truck. And
yeah.
So come out. 30,000 pounds of food is a lot of food, but we can get there one can at a time.
Absolutely.
One can,
that's
one
great.
Box. Bring your not, you know, shop there. Bring us money.
Yeah.
We'll shop for you. We promise to be, you know, all of us as Salvation Army always is good stewards of your money, of your donations, and of your time. So remember all of this, and we thank you. We'll see you Thursday starting at 1 o'clock at Thriftway in Hobbs for Stuff a Truck. But to remember the Red Kettle Campaign, the Christmas, the Angel Trees, mm-hmm. the Coats for Kids, and the partnership with the Lions Club as well, and that benefits. And they do that wonderful eyesight, the glasses, you know, for mm-hmm. kids, the eye exams and glasses for kids especially. So that's something to keep in mind. All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Any final words or thoughts as we head into the holiday season?
Let me leave you with a couple of numbers.
You bet.
We just did statistics so we could help our, you know,
good.
Get funded with United Way.
All right.
Try 10,000 people in about 9,500 food boxes.
In 13 months.
In 13 months.
Wow.
So if that's not a number that'll jingle your pocket any, I don't know
exactly.
What will.
Excellent. Thank you, Sue. So. Exactly. Thank you, Sue and Les Spousta, captains of Salvation Army for Lee County. Thank you for coming in, and we will see you again. And since we're talking about being out and about on shopping trips and parking lots and stores and so forth, and let's finish up the show and give you some holiday season security tips from our Hobbs Police Department. When you're shopping, please consider carrying your ID, your bank cards, and or money in pockets rather than in a purse. If you do carry a purse or a bag, carry it close to your body at all times. Don't leave your purse unattended in shopping carts or in vehicles. Carry only small amounts of cash at a time. Be very careful when using ATM machines. Pay close attention to what's going on around you. Lock your vehicle when you leave. Don't leave it unattended. Park in well-lighted areas when dark and avoid parking next to large vehicles, next to bushes, or anything that can conceal a criminal wanting to break into a vehicle or to jump out and steal something from you. Make a mental note where you parked and have your keys ready when you approach your vehicle. Always check your back seat before getting into your vehicle and be watchful for suspicious persons. Be alert to those who follow you or watch your place items in your vehicle. Just kind of be careful of people looking and watching around you. Get a good description of anyone and report all suspicious activity or persons to police. If you carry your purse, don't leave it in shopping carts while you put packages or bags in your vehicle. Take your purse first, stow it, and put it in a secure place, and then unload your packages. Lock all packages and valuables in your vehicle trunk, please. Don't leave items in plain view inside a vehicle. It makes it too tempting to be able to break in. And if you do happen to leave one of your doors unlocked, then you're just inviting a criminal to come and take your stuff. Those are some shopping tips. We thank our Hobbs Police Department for extra patrols and for advising people on how to not become a victim in the first place. And then extra patrols on our streets and in our shopping areas during the holidays, which they are definitely doing. Also, Hobbs Police advise you at home, keep your gifts hidden from view through outside windows, items that may be under a tree. Always lock all your doors and windows when you leave your home. Double check that. When you leave your home unattended, make sure that a light or two is on during the evening hours. Motion activated or timed lights are also good for extra security. When you're away, going to be away for a few days, stop delivery of papers and mail until you return. That's a dead giveaway to someone that no one is home. When arriving home, be alert for anything unusual. Don't feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable going into your home, don't enter it. Call Hobbs Police instead. Never open your door to someone you don't know, and never put boxes from electronic purchases in your alley. Cut them up, put them in the trash cart, or take them and haul them away to a bigger dumpster. But that's a key. If someone sees a big box for stereo, home theater, a big TV, something like that, then they feel like they that's a dead giveaway for them to target your house for a break-in. Hobbs Police also are conducting vacation checks on your home while you're away. All you have to do is call 397-9282 for details, or go to the Hobbs Police Department lobby at 300 North Turner and sign up for that. If you have any concerns about safety or security during the holiday season, contact Hobbs Police. And again, if you want to have them conduct vacation checks on your home while you're away, sign up for that at 397-9282 or go to the department at 300 North Turner. First weekend of December means stuff a truck, and we are going to have that 3-day food drive at Thriftway. So please come and be generous if you can. We would love to have you there. Bring non-perishable food or money donations, monetary donations, or both. And we will be there Thursday from 1 to 5 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5, taking donations and shopping with that cash. It all stays in Lee County. It goes to the Salvation Army Food Pantry. If you missed this show, you're just now tuning in, tomorrow morning we will post this show, this meeting with guests Sue and Les Spousta, the captains of the Salvation Army of Lee County, who administer the food pantry that in turn feeds the need for all of Lee County. So please be generous if you can and come out. We'd love to reward you with prizes and goodies. We're going to have t-shirts and other things for your generosity, entertainment Saturday, and more. So we'll see you for Stuff a Truck. Have a fun and safe shopping experience and early start to your Christmas holiday season. And you have been listening to Meaty Meeting. If you just tuned in and want to hear the entire show, then you can do that. We post that tomorrow morning, and that will be Monday morning, actually. We'll post that on Monday morning, and it's December 2nd, and we will have that for you on the front page. Just click on Meaty Meeting at HobbsAmerica.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Dawn Morgan.